The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Welcome to Radio Southland, 96.4 FM. This is Beyond Barriers with Jamie. I'm Jamie Randhauer, and here at Beyond Barriers, we talk about communication, community, technology, disability, me as a deaf and disabled person, as a mother, and so much more. So today, we have a very special guest, Sarah Biggerstaff, and we're here to talk to her about her experiences with ADHD and autism.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
You're welcome. So, let's start with you. How would you describe yourself beyond ADHD and autism?
Funny, goofy, pretty happy-go-lucky. A little bit immature. I still find farts funny, but I will die on that hill. But yeah, just friendly people person. That's me.
So, when you found out you were autistic and ADHD, how was that experience like for you?
It was a real process. There was a certain amount of grief, but equal, if not greater parts, relief, because my life finally made sense. All of those parts of me that I'd been trying so desperately to fix and failing at, turns out they weren't just character flaws, it was ADHD and autism, and the fixes weren't ever gonna fix it. Like, it helped me learn to be a lot more gentle with myself.
What age were you when you found out?
I was just shy of my 32nd birthday.
Wow, that's quite late.
Yeah, it was an experience, that's for sure.
Yeah. When you got this diagnosed, did it change the way you understood yourself and your past experiences?
Oh my God, so much. I always thought I was just the weird kid at primary school, the nerd who didn't know how to make friends. And I used to sit on the detention bench reading a lot because I didn't know how to fit in, and I always just thought I was a bit broken. Mm-hmm. And then high school was a nightmare. I had a couple of really close friends, but otherwise was very much a loner, but desperately wanted to fit in but didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And getting that ADHD diagnosis, the ADHD and autism diagnosis, I suddenly knew why I struggled so hard to fit in. It wasn't just because I was a bit weird. I mean, I'm totally okay with being weird, but, you know, that's been a process. But, you know, it was because I struggled. I didn't understand social roles, and I didn't understand social etiquette as much as your average person did, so it was always going to be hard.
Of course. It would have been very hard for you to kind of be like, why is this person doing something that doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
And also with, like, family rules and life as well.
Yeah.
What does ADHD and autism look like for you personally?
So the ADHD thing, it presents with often being kind of quite disorganized, and slightly chaotic. Hold on, darling. I struggle to keep everything tidy and organized.
Mm-hmm.
I am terrible with money.
We had that in common, girl. We got that in common.
And even things like attention and stuff can be quite hard, particularly if I find something really boring. Oh my God, like, there's just no way for me to push through that. autism for me, I am very much a people person, but too much peopling, my batteries run out. I'll never forget, I was working for a mortgage broker briefly during the first COVID lockdown. And we had to call her entire customer database and just check in on them and see whether mortgage refixes or mortgage holidays and things were going to be needed just with the economic impact of the lockdown. And after a week straight of making these phone calls, I shut down for a good 3 or 4 days because I just was so mentally exhausted from peopling.
Being happy all the time.
Putting the mask on and putting the customer service voice on, like, it crippled me.
Oh, gosh.
Autism also, like, I need quite a lot of structure and routine to function effectively.
Yes.
The ADHD driver kind of makes that a little bit hard sometimes, but, you know, we deal with the battle as best as we can. Even things like too much noise or too many overlapping noises, that gets me quite overwhelmed sometimes, so quite often I'll put earplugs in or zip out somewhere quiet just to sort of decompress a bit. Honestly, there's a million ways it could go on. Sensory icks, I know for some people this is probably going to be a bit TMI, but having my period as a woman, awful. Hate the feeling. God. Like, yeah. it grosses me out.
I think for the majority of women can actually say that it grosses us out.
But even things like food textures and stuff, there's some food that I just can't do. Wheat-Bix.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
No, can't do it. Or things like fruit and with savoury things.
Oh.
So, like, raisins in a curry, heck no. Yeah, I will happily eat apricot chicken, so, you know, I don't know. I don't make the rules, it's just my brain.
That is really, really interesting. So, like, what are things that are actually overwhelming to you with having ADHD and autism?
Decision paralysis gets to be a really big thing. So too many decisions to make in a day, my brain is like, farewell, I cannot make any more decisions, so I will just sit here and do nothing.
Oh, no.
What other things? Socialising can be quite difficult. I do get quite a lot of social anxiety, particularly in situations where I don't know someone don't know someone at like a function or whatever. That can be quite hard, but thankfully since having my darling daughter, I have had to push myself out of that a little bit.
And yeah, push yourself out of the box.
Yeah, so that has been quite helpful. Oh, gosh. Honestly, there's a plethora of ways it gets tricky. ADHD-wise, having to remember a lot of things all at once, more often than not, stuff will fall off the plate. Things like medication or twice this week, my dear husband has had to pack a backup kindy bag because I've unfortunately left the kindy bag in my car after pickup. Honestly, it can be hard some days, but you learn to make it work.
Oh, of course, I think we all do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ever feel pressured to fit in and hide parts of yourself?
For the longest time, I absolutely did. I used to be very much the rule-following, daren't speak out of line, a fly under the radar, I don't exist, just pretend I don't exist kind of person, to try and fit in and just try and survive. Like, high school as an undiagnosed autistic was brutal. But as I've gotten older, and again, funnily enough, since having my daughter, I've learned to just let that free flag fly. I am who I am, and people can take me or leave me. I feel more comfortable within myself since having my diagnosis, so that makes it a bit easier to sort of drop the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been kind of liberating in that sense.
Yeah. Are there certain people that make you feel more like yourself?
I'm looking at one of them right now.
Jamie.
My soul sister. For the listeners out there, Jamie and I have actually been buddies since we were about 10 years old.
Yes, we have. We have. It's been so long and I feel so old.
Oh, honestly, we need Zimmer frames next birthday. It's like, fetch the Zimmer frame, granny. But yeah, definitely Jamie, definitely my daughter who absolutely loves me, goofy gooberness and all. My husband, I've got a good friend out there, Louisa, who also recently is late diagnosed, and her and I just vibe on the same wavelength too, so yeah, definitely got some good people out there.
Yeah, of course. What do you wish, like, more people knew about ADHD and autism?
One, that we're not all the same. Two, that when you think of ADHD and boys, you think of boys and the hyperactive little boy who won't shut up. That's not always the case. Like, for me, my ADHD is very much internalised. My brain doesn't switch off. Like, it's constant go, go, go in there. When I first tried Ritalin, it made everything quiet. And it was equal parts relief and overwhelming. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, it can present so differently from person to person. Another thing, too, is that ADHD isn't cute or trendy. People don't say it to be trendy. Like, ADHD has real severe documented impacts for some people. I know for me, my credit score for the longest time was absolutely awful. I quite often neglect to take my medication just because I can't get into a good routine that my ADHD brain will continue to stick with because it hates routine. But yeah, I also need that medication to function. So I have ended up with parking tickets, late bills, lost things. I don't know how many free trials I've signed up for an app and then forgotten to cancel. Like, honestly, it costs. And then because you don't appear like the stereotypical hyperactive boy or, you know, a drug-seeking hippie or whatever the messed up societal views of people with ADHD are, you get side-eyed by people and think, right, she's just using that as an excuse. But believe me, we don't. Honestly, like, while I equal parts love my ADHD for the creativity it gives my brain, I equally hate it. So, you know, with the autism, honestly, not everyone's just a train-loving math magician. Like, there is a whole spectrum out there, and it's not best to worst or most autistic to least autistic.
Yeah.
It's quite helpful to think of autism as like a colour wheel where there's all sorts of different colours and things rather than one extreme to the other. Because within that one extreme to the other, there's lots of other variations. So, yeah, well, one person will be completely different to the next, and people just need to remember that. I think most of all, though, people just need to remember to be kind.
Of course.
Yeah.
Be kind, everyone.
Exactly.
You know. No, that's awesome. Thank you for being here today, Sarah. It's been
thank
so good.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, to being here also and listening. You are incredible. Thank you for listening to Beyond Bears with Jamie. This show is available on podcast from Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab. Links to the stream podcast can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can also subscribe to Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can look for the podcast on Spotify and search us out and make sure you follow us. Or there's an updated accessmedia.nz app. Look for the Kiwi Folk logo, download it for free from Google Play, and make sure you select Radio Southland as your radio.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.